Wisconsin's goal of boosting renewable energy faces challenges. The sun is sometimes in short supply, and rivers capable of generating power are dammed to capacity, according to Senator Jeff Plaley. He says that leaves wind.
While we are not the windiest state, there are segments of this state where capturing wind does make a lot of sense.
Plaley, a Milwaukee Democrat, is authoring a bill directing the Public Service Commission to create uniform standards across the state for siting wind farms. Local governments say they'd be shut out. Manitowoc County Executive Bob Ziegelbauer calls it a power grab.
Do you trust people in their local communities to make serious land use decisions on important issues? These bills seem to say that you do not.
Some small and medium-sized wind projects have been stymied by communities that create restrictive local rules. Michael Vickerman from the group Renew Wisconsin says it's been 2 years since a wind project got local approval.
That project, the town of Glenmore in Brown County, approved 8 turbines. The only other route to building wind projects in this state is through the Public Service Commission.
But that agency only oversees projects that are at least 100 megawatts. Wind farm developers say a patchwork of local rules for smaller projects can prompt them to site turbines elsewhere in Iowa or Minnesota, for instance. Unions say that's a lost job opportunity. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.